Proclamation number 3340 of 22nd of November, 1944. Shortening the end time. Great is the number of those who oppose me, who have no spiritual connection, i.e., who only move their thoughts in earthly orbits and therefore don't listen to the messengers of heaven so that their thoughts could be directed towards the eternal aim, and these offer a welcome field of attack for my adversary. For they give ear to the whisperings of his powers. And thus he wins them over for his camp and appoints them to fight against me. I will still take care of them until they proclaim profound enmity to me. Where I still know a weak soul, I give it the opportunity to come to knowledge, and I don't cease to woo these souls. I bring my word close to it, I let my messengers step into its path, and I use every opportunity as soon as it is not completely averse to me to change its thinking. But such souls are in the majority and they will dwell and rage under the influence of my adversary to the horror of my children. And their number increases daily, for the undecided also still fall away, who are not yet in the depth of faith and who live lukewarm and sluggishly. Even though they are still devoted to me according to the word, yet in their heart they are still far from me and therefore cannot resist the temptations either. The world will tempt them more than their happiness, and thus they surrender me when they are confronted with a decision. And it is only a small group who remain faithful to me until the end. For their sake I will shorten the time. For even if the tribulation becomes increasingly stronger, it will not move any of my adversaries to give up their enmity against me and come into my camp. And therefore the time shall be shortened for my own sake so that they will not become weak and fall prey to the enemy of the souls, so that their suffering will not last longer than is necessary for the completion of the lost event on this earth. And I will stand by them in the great adversity and strengthen them through my presence. I will dwell amongst them visibly and invisibly, and they will feel my nearness and remain strong until I come and deliver them from their adversity. And then it will be the end for every creature, for only my own will be preserved, while everything else will perish, i.e., be banished anew in the creations of the new earth for the purpose of their spiritual ascent, so that even that which is apostatized to me will find its way to me, albeit after an infinitely long time. Amen.